This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this Learning University. Learning University. We got 24 and a half more minutes of education. And we got on the phone with us. We have on the phone with us Laura and
Clay.
And Clay from Arkansas. And Laura was going to ask us a trivia question. Go ahead, Laura.
Yes, sir. Our question for you is, in the realm of creation apologetics, what is the definition of irreducible complexity?
Well, you know, I could answer that, but
you want me to? How about you give me a shot at it?
Okay, iridescent complacency.
Irreducible complexity.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, if you get that, the first thing you need to do is start with a pretty stout antibiotic.
Okay.
And after that, they make a cream right. that you can put on.
And there are side effects.
And there are side effects, but it's worth it to get that off of you.
Right. I always like those ads for drugs on TV that end with could cause death.
Yes.
Your side effects I'm talking about.
The other side effects, I would guess, make you wish you were dead.
Yeah, I know.
Just
so
terrible.
So the question before us, Laura, repeat it and Ed's going to answer.
Yeah, we got a pastor between
us. Yeah, we do. We're looking at you, Ed.
Yes, sir. The question is irreducible complexity in the realm of creation versus evolution, the apologetics argument there.
Well,
what does it mean something to be irreducibly complex?
Yes. So,
channel your inner Frank Turek here.
Yeah, and so I probably won't get this is I won't probably get this exactly correct, Laura. But the idea is that in the creation versus evolution debate, creationists will argue that there are some, for example, organs. The eye, I think, is usually used as an example. That are complex, but can't be any simpler for them to function properly. So the eye has very various parts to it, and unless you have the whole eye, it doesn't serve any purpose. So evolutionists are always saying from simple to complex. And so
that's a very good answer, brother.
Probably
Ed,
babbling a little bit, Ed. But am I in the ballpark there?
Excellent. That is spot on because Charles Darwin said that if any organ could be found that could not be created by slow gradual changes, that evolution would be proven false. And so, yes, sir, that is exactly right on.
Hey, Laura, all right. Put a little plug in for our listeners in North Mississippi. Frank Turek is going to be at Green Valley Baptist Church in Pontotoc, Mississippi. October the 18th, he's going to be there Sunday morning to actually preach a message. Then Sunday night, do what he does when you see him on YouTube on college campuses. And on Sunday night, to get ready for that, my family, we're members there. We've been doing apologetics on Sunday night throughout the summer, taken from his book. What is it? I don't have enough faith to be an atheist. So North Mississippi, October the 18th, Frank Turek, Green Valley Baptist Church, and it's free.
Thank you, Laura. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Clay.
What a wonderful song they had there, too.
Yes, thank you so much, and you guys be safe there. She said that Clay was driving. So
let's repeat her questions and then back to the phones.
All right, I've got two questions remaining. Uh-huh. I'm going to hold fast with those.
You hope
and not add anything. Superstar Bill Dundee recently passed away. What was the sport for which he became famous? By the way, tip of the hat to my friend John for sending that in. And then second question, there actually is a secret map on the back of the Declaration of Independence, which inspired the movie National Treasure.
Mm-hmm.
But is that true or false?
Here's what I've got. How many hearts does an octopus have? This is multiple choice. Is it 3, 5, or 7? And then, true
Don't
or
go
false?
Breaking my hearts.
And you caught Ed.
I was
mid taking a
mid swig,
a swig of Diet Coke. My girls got 5 daughters. One of my teenage girls came home. Thanks a lot, Dad. I said, for what? She said, well, somebody was drinking. I said, hey, can I have a swig of that? And she got mocked for about 20 minutes. Swig? Who says swig? And so you realize, oh, my dad grew up in Kentucky. Yeah. My mom is from Mississippi. You know, not everybody says swig.
It's a blended marriage.
I thought that would be pretty common, but I a never swig? Thought.
No, yeah. Not when you get around sophisticated folks.
Oh, yeah. All right. They don't swig.
Yeah.
So here's what, true or false, it took 199 years to construct the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Is that true or false? And it didn't start to lean until about 197. But by then, it was just too late to shore up under it. But
yeah. Yeah.
Basement jacks.
Somebody said, stand back. Does that look? is it me or that thing?
Well, when you use your thumb,
right.
When you hold your thumb right. out yeah. there, you know. Yeah,
you know there were people doing that, though. And I'll yeah. bet there were some husbands and wives that argued about it.
All right, here we go. My two questions are as follows. After chicken, beef, and pork, what is the fourth most consumed meat by Americans? Excluding seafood. Got me?
Got you.
And number two, who introduced peanuts to the American South? Because surprisingly to a lot of people to know this, they are not native.
Wow.
And I am surprised. I'm one of those that's surprised by this.
Yep. How'd they get here? That's what I want to know, the answer. All right.
Aliens.
Who's up next?
All right. We go to Kentucky. Hey, JJ's neck of the woods. Joyce is on the line. Joyce, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Joyce, have you ever taken a swig of anything?
A swig of, like, liquor, you mean?
No. Just this was from an earlier conversation. I grew up in Kentucky. One of my daughters said she had wanted a swig of something, and everybody laughed at her at school. She said, thanks a lot, Dad, for giving me these hillbilly terms that the rest of the folks don't use.
Where do you live in Kentucky, Joyce?
Hodgenville.
Okay, yeah. Wonderful.
I grew up in Owensboro.
Did you? Well, you ought to know the answer to the question that I want to answer then.
Okay, what question do you want to answer?
About the meat.
Okay, Joyce, here's the question. After chicken, beef, and pork, what is the fourth most consumed meat by Americans, excluding seafood? What's the answer?
Lamb.
That's right.
I was going to guess turkey.
That's right. Yeah, turkey being a good guess, too.
Joyce knows about mutton in Davis County. You got the Moonlight Barbecue, Old Hickory.
Yes.
And Memphis and Owensboro, Kentucky battle. Memphis say they're the mutton capital, barbecue capital of the world. Owensboro said they are. Well, one exports more. The other one consumes more, like, in their city. But, yeah, mutton, lamb.
So lamb's the most, after chicken's number one, beef's number two, pork's number three. And then after that, way down the list, though, it's lamb.
I wouldn't even think it would be on the list because I just thought it was sort of where
we grew up. Have
you
ever eaten lamb, Joyce?
I tried it one time, but I didn't finish it because I didn't like it.
Yeah, I can't get my taste buds past Mary Had a Little.
Well, that's my wife. Now, I like lamb okay. It's not one of my favorites, but my wife will not, just because of what you're just saying, Tim. She says, I can't get past all those, you know, funny pictures you see of them jumping around and Mary Had a Little Lamb or what have you.
Good luck her ever eating any venison.
Yeah, well, she doesn't mind, like, deer sausage, but...
My wife and girls, same thing. They say it's an acquired taste, but I was, we had about 12 barbecue restaurants, and it wasn't beef or pork. It was mutton. It was sliced
lamb.
Chopped. It was lamb. So they put
some
it...
People
they put
goat.
It
some they people put eat it, goat, too.
Yeah, they put it in my baby bottle. That's all I've ever known.
Mutton?
Yes, a little squashed-up mutton.
Oh, man.
Joyce, right. What's your question for us?
I really don't have one.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for listening to AFR. You feel free to say reckon or pertineer or take a swig of something. Don't you? You own that. Don't you shy away from that.
Right. Well, tell me your town there, Hodge. You said your town, Joyce.
What?
Town you're from.
Hodgenville.
Yeah. Where
Hodgenville.
Is that? It's in Western.
It's Lincoln's birthplace.
Okay.
It's about... Maybe like central Kentucky.
Okay, by Berea, near that area?
No, it's about 60 miles from Louisville.
Okay, I got you. Okay, I got you. Well, listen, thanks for calling, Joyce. Appreciate it. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
I do have a question on your about your list there. Where does seafood come on that list? Is it?
I don't know.
Because there's a lot of different seafoods.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, I didn't. So chicken, beef, and pork, and then I did then.
Lamb comes forth.
Yeah, lambs comes forth. I don't know where seafood's probably going to be around pork, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
You know? But the statistics say that on average, an American consumes, I found this shocking, 118 pounds of chicken per year.
I believe it. We eat a lot of chicken at our house.
I want to say
I like it.
I want to say it's my pleasure. That's how I answer that.
Oh, Chick-fil-A.
Yep. And then beef second. An average American consumes 84 pounds of beef a year, and then pork's third. Actually, I found this surprising. Pork is the number one most consumed meat worldwide.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And I thought, well, in the Middle
that's
East, they don't eat. They don't, I know in the Middle East they don't eat it at all. I thought, well, that's odd. But they say in
Asia, maybe
China, and in Europe, pork is big.
Well, it's
big in North America too.
It's not like you don't need as much probably terrain for beef.
You can go slop anywhere.
Yeah, you can fence them in, and
I guess people don't slop pigs anymore. They feed them high end grain.
Huh? But anyway, I can see that. And
anyway,
chickens are so versatile; you can use it in a bunch of different ways. So.
All right, there you go. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's go back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we're going to go to Mississippi, and Jeremy is on the line. Jeremy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Oh, yes, sir. How are y'all doing today?
Hey, we're doing good, Jeremy. Where are you calling from?
Oh, Walnut, Mississippi.
Walnut, okay. Yes, been to your town many times.
Yes, sir.
There in
I want to do both.
Okay. All right. Let's see.
Which one you want to answer?
Yeah.
The one about the octopus?
Yes, sir. Here's the question. The world is wanting to know, how many hearts does an octopus have, Jeremy? Multiple choice. Is it 3, 5, or 7?
It's 3.
3. 3 hearts.
Yep. Yes, sir.
3 hearts.
The better to hear you with, my dear.
Beating in just one time. You're familiar with that song?
Hey, I am not.
Jeremy, that's why there are so many octopuses as mascots. Just they say go out there and just give it all your hearts. Don't hold back. What's your question for us?
I got a joke for y'all.
We're ready.
A biblical joke.
We are ready.
Who was the fastest runner in the Bible?
Runner in the Bible. JJ, seems like this is up your alley.
You know,
here.
I'm wondering about the one that saw the little fist of a cloud and outran the chariot. Is that
Elijah? He said it's a joke, though.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's going to be some kind of a riddle, maybe.
Tim, you got any idea?
You're the riddle meister. Who's the fastest person in the Bible?
I have my thoughts.
But you're going to keep them to yourself?
On this, but yeah.
I feel like you should share.
I haven't connected them all yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all right, Jeremy, you're going to have to
tell us. I don't want to get out ahead of everybody.
I'm going to say Elijah.
It was Adam. He was the first in the human race.
First in the human race.
Everybody else it would was be also ran.
Kind of a riddle.
Hey, let me tell you what else, Jeremy. Adam and Eve had the best marriage. They said they had, if there was a perfect marriage, Adam and Eve had the perfect marriage because he didn't have to hear about all the boys she could have married, how wonderful her old boyfriends were, and she didn't have to hear about what a wonderful cook his mama was.
That's pretty good.
Jeremy, you don't think that's funny?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Hey, Jerry,
I'm just working, so.
Yeah, you get back to work. Yeah. Have a great weekend, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you, Jeremy, for calling in and from Walnut, Mississippi, and asking the question there.
Yeah, we don't want to get folks in trouble with their boss.
That's a good area.
So what was Jeremy's? Give us that one so people might want to use it again.
Who is the fastest person in the
Bible?
It was Adam because he was the first man.
First in the human race.
Oh, yeah, in the human race.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Right. You giving that some thought, are you?
The pun is intended, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It is.
Huh? It's like a dangling participle.
It is. You got a participle that dangling.
Yeah.
That's if you eat mutton on Thursday.
That's right.
But, I mean, those are kind of religious laws that people don't follow anymore.
Right. Do not dangle participles.
Well, we're not under that law.
No, that's true. So you're saying we can dangle participles.
You can dangle participles. You can eat mutton frontwards, backwards. Doesn't matter
anymore.
You
put it in a baby bottle.
Those are Old Testament laws that were...
They're no longer applicable to us.
Right, right. Some are, like the Ten Commandments, but not eating mutton on Thursday.
Or dangling participles.
Dangling participles, those don't apply.
Right.
Am I right?
You are absolutely right. And I think that's a lesson that our listeners could take. Yeah. Take to heart.
Hey, how about
you need to be writing notes during this show.
Going back to the phones. Arkansas, where Donna's on the line. Good morning, Donna.
She's not on there because I haven't clicked on it.
Oh, she's not?
Tim and I were having a conversation over here.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
All right, go ahead.
It's productive, too.
Introduce Donna.
Donna.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, Donna, this is Tim. How you doing?
I am doing wonderful. How are you? We are getting rain. And we have needed it badly.
Yes. Much needed rain for Arkansas.
Yes, Arkansas.
Send some of it our way.
Yeah, because my garden needs it.
I wish we could. I'll be praying for you, though.
Thank you, Donna. What part of Arkansas?
Pocahontas.
Okay.
We're in between, Poplar Bluff, Missouri, and Little Rock, Arkansas.
Okay.
In that Jonesboro, Arkansas. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I know. All the towns you mentioned I've been to. Yeah, I'm seeing the rain hit you there. That's good.
Yes, it's wonderful.
So, Donna, do you know which state is mentioned in the Bible? Which state? Which state? I'll just ask you.
No, I do not.
Okay, so Noah opened the
ark and saw.
See what it did there?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I should have known that.
You should. That's why I'm mad. You're from the first state mentioned in maybe the only state mentioned in the Bible. Noah opened the ark and saw. I got more.
That's okay. We're almost out of time. Let's save some of those.
Can we just save them?
Yeah. I'd save them.
Okay.
Sure enough.
I'll put them back there. Save them. All right, Donna, ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
Answer the one about the peanuts.
There we go.
Okay. There we go.
I'm curious,
Donna,
about this.
Here's what Donna's going to answer.
George Washington Carver.
Okay, hold on a second. Who introduced? Okay, I think who introduced peanuts to the American South because they are not native?
George Washington Carver.
Okay. By who I mean not an individual. Does that make sense?
The slaves.
Yes, the African slaves.
Really? Is that true?
Yes, the African slaves. True. Yeah. Yes.
Nice. Wow, Donna, that is so great.
But that was a good George Washington Carver. He
developed all those uses for it.
I mean, so many uses.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, how did you know the answer to that?
Donna? Just remember it from high school.
Good.
Yeah. So. Just a little bit of information here. Peanuts were brought to the southern United States by slaves from Africa.
So from Africa. How about that?
They were sometimes the only food rationed to slaves captured in West Africa, coming over to the to the U.S. Well, was it the U.S. then? I don't,
The colonies.
Yeah. So anyway, that's how peanuts originated from South America. And then they went to Africa, and then they came to the
explorers.
I guess you got to have the right soil and the right climate, right?
You do have, yeah. It's like
we started growing them in Arkansas. It's been probably about 10 or so years, but we never did grow them. It might have been even longer than that because we were cotton and rice, but now we grow peanuts also.
Oh, really? Okay, well, you got the right temperature. You got the right. But as far as peanut farming goes, it's most of it's in Georgia.
Alabama. I told you guys the story about the Enterprise, Alabama. It was king cotton. They flourished. It was primary where their money came from. Had boll weevils, a couple of bad years. They were going under. And because of the boll weevil, they said, we got to do something drastic. They started planting peanuts, found out the soil was perfect for it. That became their new crop. and that because they were so kind of like that, take when you're given lemons, make lemonade.
Yeah.
They had a statue of a boll weevil. It's right there in the town square saying the worst thing that happened to us turned out to be the best thing.
Hmm. I knew some weevils, too, back in the 70s.
The neighbors?
They're down the street, yeah. They always had free puppies.
Those weevil boys were.
Bo was one of the ones. Bo, and then you had Bo Janie.
Bo and his brother. I forgot what his name was.
Hey, thank you, Donna.
They wrote a.
But does she have a question
for us? You have a question for us?
Yes, I do. What is a paniculectomy?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Be careful right here, JJ. Where you go from here.
Y'all just tickle me on the inside, I'll tell you.
Here's the deal.
I so much enjoy listening to y'all.
About four thank things you. Come to mind, but I'm going to tap out right here.
That's a wise choice.
All right.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
What's the answer?
I think you should just give us the answer. We're not going to even guess.
Paniculectomy is a tummy tuck.
Okay.
A tummy tuck.
I know the song. I've heard them sing it in Hawaii, and they use a ukulele. Yeah, they use a ukulele when they play it.
Yeah.
It's mostly, it's more for the people who have had, who have lost a lot of weight for the skin, to take the skin off. But it's called a paniculectomy.
Paniculectomy. Yeah.
That makes sense because one of my second cousins twice removed, he lost about 150 pounds doing that, and he just slung his belly over his shoulder.
Oh, wow.
But he said, I mean, not the belly, but the skin. But he said that is clumsy and it got old, so he had one of them Hawaiian Christmas song surgeries done. It all worked out well for him.
Paniculectomies?
Yes.
I've got one scheduled in July, I think it is.
Well, you should try to get it done now that
your deductible's
been paid for. You should get it done before the end of the year.
Yeah, come on, let's talk business here. HMO.
What is it called, a calicky? Like calligraphy?
No, I think it's paniculectomy, I think.
Yeah. Well, you better get it right before you go to the doctor. Yeah. That's all I got to say.
Make them right on there with a magic marker.
You go in there and tell them, you know.
You tell them the wrong thing.
They, you know, thank you, Donna.
Yes, thank you, Donna. That was a great score.
Cindy, let's get Terry lined up for next week. If he has already.
I think she's already
doing
it. Hey,
guys, Tuesday I'm going to be in Greenwood, Mississippi Delta, a pregnancy resource center banquet. And here's a real tie-in with AFA and AFR. Pastor Joseph Parker. He founded it. He's the chairman of the board. They've got a mobile unit. They're doing a great job. This is their annual fundraising banquet. It's at North Greenwood Baptist Church. It's a ticketed event, but it's going to be this coming Tuesday. I would appreciate prayers, and if you're in the area, you're invited.
Amen.
You know, speaking, we got to answer our
questions.
Let's do that.
All right. So, superstar Bill Dundee recently passed away. What was the sport for which he became famous? Either you guys know?
Wrestler.
Yeah, he's a wrestler out of Memphis.
And that was real. I don't care what they say. That stuff's real.
There actually is a secret map on the back of the Declaration of Independence, which inspired the movie National Treasure. Is that true or false?
Oh, false.
It's false. Absolutely false. That's all I've got.
199 years to construct the Leaning Tower of Pisa. True or false?
I'm going to say that's true.
It is true. What did you got, Tim?
99 leaning. Pizza's on the wall. 99 leaning.
199.
Count one down. Take it around.
What about you? You got any left?
I don't. No, I don't. All mine have been answered. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for listening to Trivia Friday. Remember, there's a whole bunch of trivia shows we've got archived on our podcast. Go to afr.net, click on Trivia Friday podcast. And if you want to listen to any of our previous Trivia Friday shows, you can be free to do that. We'll see you on Monday.